ultimate winner in last night. I think they had that roll through in Long Island. But I don't imagine he was paying attention to something. That after then, I don't know that River had a dress and dropped off.
Oh, that's
it.
Oh, that's your sister. There you go.
There you go. That's my problem.
Maybe I should ask you if I've been here before, because she's got to remember things.
Oh.
I don't
know. How do you confuse with your father lately?
Could be.
My father.
Yeah, so you're 50, Angie is 47.
One lived for a couple of days, and mom was a big one.
Oh, you're pretty. I think that kind of left on her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember when the one that was little died, because it was winter time.
Yeah.
His mom left to go up there, and home was not home without mom.
Oh, I was.
And we were there and lived there, and, you know, it just goes different.
And I remember that.
Yeah.
Looking at the calendar, today is St. Monica's Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. I never knew when it was, now I know.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed looking at the calendar that it's 7 weeks after Larry's and Dan's anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one second.
I'm not calling you this month like I was supposed to, because I forgot about the time.
You tell me your father's birthday. It's August 15th?
Okay.
August 11th?
April 21st.
April 21st. See, I was nowhere near. 19, I don't know the year.
What's the year?
1892. Everybody knows that.
Oh, I
just know
that.
1892. Yeah. Mary, your Aunt Mary was born in 1890.
My mother.
No, your aunt. And they turned over in
93.
They were alive in September of 93, and I think Joe was born in November.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a couple months off the boat, and got those little veterans. Henry told me this the other day, that his mother told him that, you know, they got the boat, and back to Minnesota somewhere, and then there's some communication with, I got it written down, I think it was a wordish in Olivia, and it took the train from Minneapolis to St. Paul to Olivia, and then this fellow that met him brought them straight away to Benton, and he actually pointed to the farm. You know, the very first birthday that I took, she said, right there, brought to this partner to live with the people living there. And he thinks the people living there are Militech. So, like, that might have been the John A. Militech, the other Militech family. And so, now he's actually implying in a roundabout way to me that maybe that other Militech family is related to this Militech family.
Oh.
Somehow.
My dad and mom and dad all were here. My dad was only 2 years old.
Oh, I see. Your dad was only 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think that was a
kid. You said that was my father?
Grandma
has her clock.
Oh,
right.
Grandma always has a box that had, it might have really been 930.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And then when you come out to see it, then you're different.
13?
Yeah.
I've never met 13 before.
Is that funny for something?
Bring grandma along with her too. That's it. We got three in our backyard. There's a new year, eh? Over 200.
Yes, we have a lot of
we have other trees.
Yeah, we have
just the two trees down there.
When you
that's
can
right.
Picture how big that lot is. That's what I mean.
I'm wondering when they said they got a variety of
lawnmowers
with your team
out.
That's right.
Just down our driveway, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and more trees.
Because one may not have the type of food that would export even. They have one called Ebola. because I love the long down of some kind of bubble gum. The real sweet one. And we have two trees, we have the whole two trees. And one of ours is kind of oval and the other one's more kind of like a teardrop shape, you know, so kind of different shapes and sizes. So we have to say, we used to have a tiny yellow tree, which is called a tooth model, and that's a real plain, fiery, single red tooth. And again, it's that shape, so we got vines, we have a passion fruit vine, amazing at night.
Five.
Okay, we have five passion fruit vines. The fruit is purple, about the size of a mouse, or larger. And then most of it is when the person has gone all the way up to ground, and it's all these indentations, when we cut it, and inside we have a piece of fruit and the fruit cup.
You got those in the fridge.
I don't know. And the sun is perfect on you.
Oh, yeah. We have friends who are in 10 acres to south of us. And they were living in that place. It was like 16 years or so. And we don't have a single tree. They just had five or six big old palm trees that were doing their best, but
And I just, and then they're like,
how much would you say? I think 250 each. And I just keep them behind the car, and then I looked at their two-piece outfit. 250. I just say, drop it down here. I said, I either have 675 or 750 on here. And I put it aside. But they all have one thing with the bike to fit. One thing was a skirt, and it was a navy kind of a cool skirt or whatever. Like, that had $1, and you can have that for $1, that looks right. And I was just going to buy that skirt. So they said, that's what I said. He said, how much is that for? I said, yeah. I said, 250. Wow. So,
I'm not going to have to do that.
I also have to do this. Yeah, I looked at him and I was like, that looks like a blazer with a home blazer kind of coat that I had. Yeah. I looked at him again. He's the guy, and then I see that. I think he's got that coat on.
Without me checking it out, for some reason,
I remember my coat from that store because you were responsible for him.
That happened in my store too, remember the old lady was sneaking out the door and she said, that was a good thing that I could say goodbye. But she was going out this way, so this side I didn't see, but she was going out and she had this side hand free. But then she had something kind of like curled up and I said goodbye to her, she was going out and I said, what do you guys know that I am? Nothing. She started going out the door and I thought, what's she got in her hand? And one of the younger Hispanics, they were mad at her because she was sneaking out. She had her jeans all rolled up under her arm. Oh, yeah.
But then I
told Regan
to
go up
and
wait
until
the rest. Right.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I imagine it's a Jeffrey attorney who takes in the New Zealand shoplifting and gets $1 each. So much stuff just goes walking up the door. I'm not sure the customers either. There's people working there that take $1. Can't trust anybody. That's the rule of thumb. You can't trust anybody. Yeah, treat everybody the same.
I thought we were going to trust. You know, all the places I was telling that in the States, you know, like Penn Mida, shoplifting is stuff that is not, all the other things you might call it, they're just stealing.
Lots of
people
like that, it was a couple of years ago.
And banks, you know, I thought, that's weird about nobody today, you know.
that, they go in the bag at the counter, and then they go out, and they pay for the bag. So I thought, nothing to worry about. This bag was going in and out, it was very busy. All of a sudden, the group that was together kind of left the store, and there was a stroller, and the baby, and they had taken the baby out already, so the baby was sucking, but the baby was paying for the bag, had the stroller by her, and I sometimes went around the counter. But sometimes we would have that high up the bag as well. Mm. I mean, I would say you might have to start another bag.
Yeah.
Pile it up so it looks like two bags full. You got something to heat up for him, Mom?
I'm trying
to find him now. But anyway, I didn't hurt your feelings. I just told her to.
I have to get another bag full.
I passed it in for her, and
that's why she was my first customer.
Yeah, but they were going to be on that one.
Yeah.
They were going to be
on that one. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have probably many things like that are happening in New Zealand, too, with all the different ethnic groups that are there.
Yeah. You ready? And it comes to a thing that used to be the way of thinking that I would say, right, my own feeling is the point is to actually take away from this. That is taken away from your stuff is what I find interesting. That's too direct into a big
water.
Yeah.
I mean, you have
a
piece of ready.
Yeah. You're missing the whole point there.
I don't know either.
And the other eyes are really yard for it. You know, and we're all left for it. And we are. Everybody has
found out. I don't know where all of our eyes are shining.
But they drive vehicles like they drive around
here.
I mean, we would love all those cars. We know someone who's Hispanic, and that's exactly what's wrong. He spends all his money on fast cars, and he bought a brand new truck, and he's completely invested, and he's trying to pay himself. He's got to steal everything off the money.
I think that you said it.
Yeah.
They took the guy the things they sent.
Yeah. And have you ever met John?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this really appreciate Minnesota.
That's being awesome. I got home and John laying upstairs in the house, John upstairs in my house. I couldn't sleep up there like you do.
I didn't sleep anywhere.
Yeah, it did get a little bit. Yes, it did.
The weatherman
was good.
It was good.
It was good.
It was
really off. It was supposed to be really nice and cool and what, something out of the Northwest.
Yeah, we knew nothing about it.
So you thought this was a little hot and tiring, wouldn't it?
He puts in many hours. He's a hard working man.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, how long have you guys been here then?
About
Homer, Minnesota.
Okay, that's a good point. Minnesota, August 4th.
Oh, okay. Well, you haven't been here very long then, really.
Two weeks
about?
Yeah. But they have to be landed in Boston for the second day of July.
Okay.
Is
this
the
July?
Anybody
since 90 or I mean,
this is... I don't know.
Yeah.
We were in Arizona in 1991 when
Greg's
father died.
Oh,
it's been a couple months.
Okay.
He spent a couple months with his mother.
Sure.
So that's...
That'd be
that
was
last time in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I was there in 91 and September, October. And my father got a hold of some tickets for the series, but I just couldn't, I got too sick and I couldn't get on a jet and I couldn't fly up to
Washington.
Oh, really? Yeah. Very close and I couldn't get there. They got tickets for $100 each. I said, worth it because
I
don't
know
what I just couldn't get it there.
That's the only way I'll make hamburgers now is on the barbecue grill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too messy.
I guess I never was brought up with it or, you know, but now Laura just where she makes the pork chops on the meat.
Right. Yeah,
they make everything on the grill.
Yeah.
I just, to me, it's so bad and then it isn't all the house to wash it. But I know that's why everybody cooks it.
Yeah.
Are you going to be healthier?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have the grease.
Yeah, that's all part of it. The grease. The strong and dry.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need it.
Yeah, that's
the main advantage.
Yeah, it's much more.
Grease fast food. That's the main advantage.
Yeah,
it's a little bit healthier. Food fast.
Hmm.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Jerry was in Sunday.
We're going over the birthday since we're heading over the next door.
Yep.
I don't miss you much tonight.
Yeah.
It's always just the truth.
Yeah, but look at your photos. You can see like the whole family built around the table of yours. You know, and everything there is coming in.
Yeah.
Got one table. Would that feel like envy?
Not
as often.
But now, they open their home. I'm always going to somebody's home.
That's why I have the best of all grandma to you, okay? Everybody to do that.
Yeah.
That was the meeting, Glenn.
Yeah.
mom never had the opportunity. Yeah, I guess she did. I think because I was youngest, I wasn't able to have her over. But I know many times she would go to, you know, your mom. She would go to Jerry's or something. But yeah, I feel I never had that opportunity to have her at my home. Because we weren't married that much. But I did see her at her last supper on that Sunday night. She died on Tuesday, so I did get her, you know, when I could, she was having her.
How did you and touch me?
Well, it was, I just turned 16 on a Sunday, and, and then, a lot of times he would go against me, the dean, who would have that, you know, that he met.
Yeah. What's the, did I
hear
Calvin?
Calvin.
Last
name?
I didn't.
Your
note,
sir.
Your note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, and, you and I would always go to the bathroom together, you know, because he didn't take pieces, but either Brandon would take us or somebody would take us, you know, to the bathroom. So that night, he couldn't go someplace, so I wasn't going to go either to the dance. And we all sleep. The birthday, the summer of the dance, but that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I was like to go with a friend or somebody who didn't want to go.
Yeah,
he insisted I go with four friends, and the first one was with Angie, you know. And her friends, and Stephanie, and Booth, and Booth. Or, just knew Angie Ralph from being a specialist, if that's what was to come.
And he was sitting in the booth, and they were all talking, and he took me home. Ralph introduced that, and he took me home.
Around back of the
with 9 of them squeezed in there, or 12, which was
about 11 or something.
But the thing is only just for $5. They're not left for even this. We really have to with these.
Yeah. But Verna went, she was, oh, Kalaski, she was going to buy a bus. She came in the store and I said, Verna,
I did like your Kalaski. She didn't say to my sister, well, I didn't think so much of mine. I said, I forgot hers in the car, but I said, I ate one of our company's bought some the appetite, about 50 of the pot, and you know, it isn't appetite, it's just a little juice that's thickened, but there's a little pot in the back. 50?
Doesn't even
make it.
They're
not the second-made Well, they have to make money to keep making them sexy, but it isn't really from the parish that went there, it's all these other people. So, I have more just for you to be. Downstairs and said this is the last of the new money. She was
That's radiating. Because it was too cold upstairs.
The only way was the
toilet.
Mm-hmm.
The high
one
was the high one. And then again, I thought, you know, what about this one? Mm-hmm. It's
well, all you had was that stove
or whatever. Yeah, you had a little
restaurant
that
you had
to get
topped
up and
that food that was pretty good. And then I told
them, is that
people grandpa or grandma?
Well, that's me.
I can't remember.
So we had a
good time. I was in the
yeah. And when you went to find that stuff, I remember, right?
That was here,
not that
much.
That's
the one you don't remember. That's when he
was
a
little baby, and I was 10 years old, and I was still
in the house.
That
is the one
that's
relevant.
There's no building there at all.
Right.
Yeah,
the guy
that's
My dad went on and on about it several times. We came back from the war. Grandpa gave him an option on 4 acres right next to the gravel pit. But he didn't have the money. He actually didn't want to get in the farm. He wanted to get away from farming.
Yeah.
He was thinking of farming because it's crappy that I had to be farming. And I don't, you know.
Yeah.
They're saying that Grandpa never called somebody else to do a proper test on it. He just threw it himself and said, this is going to have any rock.
All the farmers around used to have beautiful crops. We always had enough. And Dad would always want to move off of there. But all 7 of us kids are going to start crying.
Every year.
Sometimes he even had to drinking a little bit because this was too much for him. And finally, I remember the name Bartel was anxious to buy the farm. But see, he was, because he was anxious to visit his family. But I don't know if that knew that he was really going to do that or not. I think he did. I think he knew he was selling it to a guy that's going
to sell it. The feeling is the grass is just, you're the farmer who's selling the farm.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with grass.
Well, but you should have really just hired somebody to,
Because there was a grass
pit in one corner of our farm.
Oh, wow, we were hauling gravel right next to our farm. Right.
Yeah. We were already hauling gravel off of part of it.
And so you
didn't
make money off of
that? No, that part maybe was not ours. I don't know who that belonged to. That could have belonged to some other neighbor. It wasn't
I. That's how that goes.
Yeah.
It wasn't my dad. It was my dad's grandpa. Came through on the train when they did the land buyers or whatever they were, the kind of the steamers or whatever. Anyway, he came through and bought some land out in Colorado. And when he got back, Grandma was so upset with him because it was like a life saving. How did you lose all of, our money and all that? So he ended up selling it and losing half of it.
Okay.
And I can't remember what he lost.
Maybe like
$600, For the city of Denver is right now.
And had our jobs in Papa Sur and we